Hey, it's Chris Spangle, the host of We Are Libertarians, and I'm here to tell you about our advertiser for this month, and it is the Jason Stapleton Program. Jason is a good friend of our show and has been the only guy that we've let buy advertising on our program. You know that we're not really big on paid advertisements, but we believe in what Jason does on a daily basis. He does what we do. He examines current events from a libertarian perspective, and he does it 5 days a week. Go check out Jason's podcast at iTunes. Check out his YouTube channel. It is amazing. His video setup is just so beautiful and professional. Jason is just professional. You know, he's everything that we're not. So visit jasonstapleton.com. You won't be disappointed. It's a highly engaging program, and he's a great guy. And we at We Are Libertarians love Jason, and we want you to love him too. So please go to jasonstapleton.com and check out his program. Download his podcast, check out his YouTube, and visit jasonstapleton.com. As an added bonus, we have included in the feed a small sample of Jason, so you can check it out for yourself. Hear exactly what he's doing, and we hope that you will enjoy this free sample and that you'll go get his free podcast at jasonstapleton.com.
I was going to go to Pennsylvania, and I was going to give this little 10-minute speech. It wasn't much. And so I started to compile some of my thoughts and what I wanted to say. And this question about, what am I doing? You know, why am I showing up here every day? Why do I spend 3 hours every single day devoted to prepping for and delivering this show to you? And a couple of weeks ago, I came home and from work, and I found my two daughters sitting at the table. One of them is 8, one of them is 7, doing homework, as they always do. And I saw them preparing for a future, for their future, and for a fleeting moment, I allowed myself to question what that future might look like. As I look across the economic and political landscape of America today, to say that I am troubled would be an understatement. We have a government that collects more than $3 trillion a year in taxes from the American people, yet still manages to spend nearly $1 billion a day more than it brings in. Yet we're told that the government has a revenue problem, not a spending problem. Congress hasn't balanced a budget in 14 years. Our debt has skyrocketed over the last 16 years from $5.6 trillion to over $18 trillion, a nearly 234% increase. Over the course of that same time, our country has been in a state of perpetual war, first in Afghanistan, then Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen. And if the current trend continues, perhaps Russia, or China, or North Korea. Is this what Reagan meant when he said peace through strength? After 2 decades of war, hundreds of thousands dead, millions displaced, and now flooding the borders of Europe, I ask you, is this what peace looks like? We're told that this war is important. We're told that we face a tyrannical and relentless enemy who seeks the total destruction of our way of life. We're told it's fight them over there or fight them here. And we must, we're told, defend freedom and liberty. But I wonder if we still know and understand the freedom and liberty intended for us by the founding fathers. The founders of this nation pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor on a radical and seemingly impossible idea: that we have a right to be free. That government is beholden to the people, and that it has no power except that granted by the people. This idea, predicated on the individual right to self-determination, gave birth to the greatest nation the world has ever known. Yet what have we done with this gift? America now finds herself in the throes of another election. On the left, a socialist and a progressive. On the right, a nationalist and a populist. Each telling us that they know best. We're told that we must accept in this time of trial a greater infringement on our freedoms and the continued eroding of our constitutional liberty. We've seen this play out over the years. On the streets of our hometowns, as police are transformed from peacekeeper into enforcer. Many now look more like military units than law enforcement, roaming the streets in unmarked cars, conducting military-style raids in our own backyard. confiscating wealth and property with no evidence of a crime or even the accusation of wrongdoing. We have watched our savings eroded through inflation and bad economic policy by both the Federal Reserve and our own Congress. We have seen time and again the cycle of boom and bust brought on by the poor decisions of a few self-described intellectual elites. We suffer the continued invasion of our privacy and violation of our Fourth Amendment through data confiscation, approved by our own elected representatives and overseen by secret courts deep inside the government leviathan. Oh, these are the times that try men's souls. How I have waited for a leader. How I have longed for the spirit of our nation to be renewed, and for the people to stand up and take their rightful place as captains of their own destiny. Where is our voice? This election, we're told that we have a choice between left and right. In truth, there's no such thing as left and right. As Reagan said, there's only up or down, up towards liberty and self-determination, or down towards totalitarianism. I am tired of waiting for a leader. You ask me why I come here. I come to bring a message of liberty to a desperate nation. Thoreau said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to their grave with a song still in them." I started this, risked my business, my future, my family's future, because I was tired of being silent. No longer will I live a life of quiet desperation. This is my song. But my voice is not enough. It requires you. And I know your reservations. You can't fight City Hall. That's what they say. Our numbers are too small. Our army's too weak. Cowards will always think that way. I prefer the simple, elegant truth of John Adams, who said, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Are you angry enough yet? Together, we can build a movement, and if you will join me, we will stand shoulder in shoulder against the enemies of liberty and proclaim in one voice that we will not kneel, we will not bow, we will not be silent, we will be free. Will you join me? Will you carry that message with me? To your homes and your jobs, to your friends and co-workers and relatives? Will you teach it to your children? I just recently returned from Washington, D.C., and while I was there, I had the chance to visit the Jefferson Memorial, and it is a beautiful monument to one of the greatest men of his generation. And as I stood in the middle of the monument and looked up at the dome that oversaw over the building, etched in the side of that dome were these words: "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the minds of man." Our founders risked everything so that they and their posterity could live a life free from tyranny and oppression. And as I sat across from my girls that day, watching them prepare for a life yet lived, I asked myself, how could I risk anything less? That's why I'm here. That's why I hope you'll stay. I'll talk to you all tomorrow.